This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Things that you do and calling yourself a Christian. Oh my, don't fool yourself. You must know without a shadow of doubt that you are trusting God. If you can continue to sin without that Holy Spirit whooping you, and you're fearing God to depart from that evil, the change hasn't taken place. Many of you are still playing with God. You are still sneaking around doing things you know you shouldn't do. And God is not pleased with you. He is saying right here, and as he said in Matthew chapter 16, I'll read it again. Matthew chapter 16, and I'm going to read 23 to 25 again, because he sets the part up when he talks to Peter here. But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me." I want you to get that. You're going around prancing that you are a child of God and still committing sins. You are an offense to him. He is saying to you, wherever Peter's name is, insert your name. But he turned and said unto Peter, unto you, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." God Almighty knows. Then he said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." I'm telling you today from God's word, he is saying, nevertheless. Sometimes we think it's going to be less when we're following God's will. But God is blessing us. Jesus said, nevertheless. Break that up into three parts. Not my will, but thine be done. I'm telling you, if you're doing it God's way, you're going to die to your selfish ways. You're going to die to the flesh and say, "Lord, here am I. I don't want to be an offense unto you. I want to live this holy life." And let me tell you this, you are not able to live the holy life unless God has changed your heart. Many of you are still trying to live a holy life and have not been changed, because your heart still desires the world. Jesus told us plainly in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. I want you to get it. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. He says, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." What is that repenting? That repenting is recognizing your sin. That repenting is recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose the third day from the grave. That is true repentance. You are saved only by believing in Christ, and the Holy Spirit changes your heart. Has that happened? You cannot believe, say you believe in heaven, repenting is impossible. It's on the same coin. If you are still doing the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, stop saying you're a Christian. You are an offense to God. Now, you must believe. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There you have it. You must believe.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.